Well, firstly, it's a question of when to make the transition from a green-room compost to a blue-room compost. But it does look like some greater international police presence will be needed. The New Zealand police are going to send two people up to assess the situation on the ground and talk with others, and they'll come back and report to government.
So will there be a cabinet consideration of whether we...
Well, certainly we'll want to consider their report when they've had a chance to go up, come back and report to the Minister of Police.
Also some concern today about Fiji plans there to cut their military numbers. Is that something you're watching?
Well, I have seen that. Fiji has had quite a large military, and it has, for many years, had a lot of people offshore. I understand that one of the long-standing deployments they had offshore, in effect, came to an end some time ago. So that may be why the size of the force has been being looked at. But obviously, we'd hope that the government and the military keep on good terms and work those issues through.
What sort of time frame are we looking at? Is it possible to say yet how long we think we'll be committed over there?
I've been saying ever since the Timor issues blew up that it seemed clear some kind of international presence was going to be required until into next year. It's still too early to say what form that will take. Will other countries come in under the UN banner to support the four who are helping at the moment? To what extent will the UN be involved in establishing a policing presence? All those are issues yet to be discussed.
Has there been any clarification to you on where the Portuguese stand in the chain of command? There's been some issue about them not wanting to take directions from the Australians.
Well, those are issues that will have to be sorted out on the ground and with the Timorese government. I understand that the Timorese government would like all the international forces to be working alongside each other in a collaborative way.
With regards to the Philip Field inquiry, there's been some speculation that he may be willing to leave Labor. I'm not sure whether you've been asked about this before, but have you had any discussions with him about whether he's committed to the Labor Party?
Well, I keep regular contact with Philip. I've spoken with him only in recent days, as I regularly do. Put it this way, the feedback I have directly from him is not in line with speculation.
So has he given a commitment to you that
well,
he will...
Well, I have worked with Philip for many, many years. I'm working with him now, as are many other colleagues, and I'm perfectly satisfied with his position.
Are you satisfied that he will remain with Labor?
I'm perfectly satisfied with his position, and please don't twist that.
Is it likely to be that his future is reliant on the Labor Party?
Well, who knows what the report's going to say, when it's going to come. All I can say is I'm in regular contact with him and I have no reason to doubt his position.
So when you say you're satisfied with his position, what is that position?
What is his position as he's explained it to you?
Well, his position is that he's working through the issues in the report, but I have no reason to doubt his membership of the Labor Party.
Have you seen anything yet in terms of...
No, I haven't.
We had the Green Conference over the weekend. Do you regard the Greens as friends on the outside as opposed to your enemies on the inside?
We have a long-term working relationship with the Greens, and certainly I'll be working to make sure that continues.
Do you think the dynamic is going to change with the new leader?
No, I wouldn't expect so. I understand Russell Norman is a person committed to environmental sustainability and social justice, and that seems to be a good basis on which to work.
How do you regard them? Are they a party of the left or something?
It's not a question of how I regard them. They must define themselves, and that's really their business, not mine.
So you're not expecting a more testing relationship with them in the future?
Well, I expect a relationship of the kind one has with a party which is standalone, independent, but has worked closely with us over quite a period of time.
The opposition's raised some concerns with Nancy Wake being left off the honours lists. Why wasn't she recognised?
Well, the advice to governments, plural, has always been that she wasn't eligible for recognition. It's as simple as that. I think it's a pity that that issue is raised when the honours list overall has been very, very well received, and clearly many Kiwis have received recognition, which is considered fully deserving in the eyes of the community.
Anything out of Cabinet today?
Two things to say, which is that the next round of consultation on the Financial Action Task Force compliance issues is due to be launched by Clayton Cosgrove, and also we've agreed on the form of how we're going to go about developing the New Zealand energy strategy.